Hey, and welcome back to Laughing Without Fear. I'm Jaewoo.
And I'm Iz.
And we have a special guest this time, my husband, Maritz.
Hello, everyone. My name is Maritz.
Woo-woo! It's so exciting to have you here. Oh my gosh, you're our first guest, just so you know.
Yes.
That's a great honor to hear that. And I'm quite curious how things will go. This will be my first podcast. So we'll see.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Yes. So currently, Auritz and I are in Germany in a hotel room.
Hey, when it's podcast day. We got to meet. And yeah. It's so exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so how is it going over there for you guys? What are you guys doing there, if you don't mind sharing it a little bit?
We're here for a wedding for two friends of mainly Jessica. She met them during YWAM, and they invited us to come to their wedding. And so we rented the car and we visited them, and the wedding was yesterday, and it was a wonderful and lovely day.
Oh, that's so cool.
You'd like to add on that?
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, they were on the school that I was a part of in Lebanon.
Wow. Super exciting. Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen them since? Are they, and then they just are living in Germany now, or?
No, I haven't seen them since our school ended, which is like over a year ago. We've kept in touch though. But so they are living in Lebanon still. But she's from Germany, so that's where they came back here to get married.
So cool, you guys. Well, I'm so glad you're kind of, you know, in your middle of such a just celebration, you got some time to get together and do this.
Yeah.
And Maritz, thanks for joining. And I'm so excited about our topic today. But before we get into the exciting topic, we love to start with something we are thankful for. And Maritz, since you're our guest, I love to start to, you know, just to ask you really quick, is there something you're thankful for, you know, just this week?
Just this week? Well, I got my first week off in months. So that's pretty nice to chill and also have some quality time with Jessica. And it's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Nice, so, guys. Yeah. Well, yeah, getting any time off, I feel like for work, I'm sure it's just a time to kind of slow the pace down. So I bet that is super, super fun for you guys. Cool. Jess, what are you thankful for today?
Yeah, I think I'm just thankful for friendship. Not only did we get to see the friends that are getting married, but a bunch of our other YWAM friends were able to come also. So we got to reconnect with them too, which was so much fun. So I think I'm thankful for friendship this week.
Yeah, it is super fun reconnecting. I think that's one of my favorite things when you kind of get to catch up and then see what's new. And oh, cool, cool, cool.
What about you, Izzy? What are you thankful for?
I would like to say that my son is turning one. And so...
Yes, he is.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so our firstborn is now one. And we went to the doctor, got his shots, and got... I'm thankful those are done and over with, because as any parent knows, getting like one-year-old shots, I think they get four or five shots. My husband held him. That's why I only know like four or five, because I was trying not to look. But yeah, he got a few. But just, of course, him being a healthy boy and to celebrate. Yeah. I'm actually in Walla, you guys. So.
Yeah, you are.
We're doing a miniature birthday party, just family and getting a little cake together. So. Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Well, feliz cumpleaños,
gracias.
David.
Gracias. I'll pass it on to him from Auntie Jess.
Yes, absolutely. So why don't we talk about what our topic is this podcast?
Yeah. I'm doing it like that. I'm doing those sounds because it's an interesting topic. I'm not trying to hype it up, but I would say it's one of those topics in the church that there's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of thoughts around it. And sometimes people even say, I don't have all the answers. So, with that in mind, just want to lay it on and say we are talking about prophecy. Prophecy.
Yeah, we
Woo!
are.
Wow. Yeah. So, it's something that I will initially just start by, I am humbled by the topic. Doing some studying in the last week and a half or so has been really fun, but also just so many ideas of how it can be interpreted. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to have Maurits too on
True.
here just to share some more in-depth, I'm sure, info on this. So, yeah.
Yeah, so part of the reason why I asked Maurits to join us for this podcast and why we're talking about this specifically is Maurits as really gifted in the prophetic. In fact, I believe that he has holds the office of the prophet in the fivefold ministry as well. And that's a calling on his life. So, I wanted him to come on because he has a lot of insight and he's seen a lot of it firsthand as well, and he's very very in tune with all that. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say also.
Whoa, well,
I'm very curious also your questions and yeah, and what I'm able to share with you all. And so, like Jessica said, I have a lot of experience in it, and but this will be actually first time actually teaching on it, or actually more talking about it. And yeah, I can't wait to answer all of your questions.
We definitely have some questions.
We
Yeah, I definitely have some questions.
do.
Yes. Oh, do you? I'm sorry, Jess. Did you want to say something? I know you sounded like you were already ready for our question.
I was going to ask the first question, but if you want to, you can do it too. Is it's all good.
Well, I am just really curious, Maurits, on your idea of if you could describe it maybe for our audience and just also for me, just some. As you have more knowledge on this, what prophecy is?
Prophecy is actually one of the spiritual gifts that has been given through the Holy Spirit. So once you get filled by Holy Spirit, you have access to it, and everyone can prophesy. The Bible's very clear about that. If you read in Acts 2 verse 17 and 18, when I think it was Peter that approached the crowd and telling them, no, we're not drunk, but this is us being filled by the Holy Spirit, like prophesy in the book of Joel, and that all the sons and daughters and the servants, male and female, shall prophesy. Prophecy is actually giving someone else a word, a message, and an image that comes from God, what He wants to reveal to them on that specific moment.
Wow. Yeah. I love that they're the citing that you were giving on Acts because it is something that, again, there's so many thoughts on it and almost like who can, what it really is. And I really appreciate you kind of, giving us the scripture of that everyone is able to do this and it is a gift. And what a gift. Like, when I think about all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I would say, I don't meet a lot of friends that are super, excited about like, oh, let me really access that gift of prophecy. But it's so cool to know that we have that access to it.
Yeah, for sure. And and I think that's wonderful thing about the gifts of the Holy Spirit is that it's not like you can't access that at any time. So like, yeah, some person might be more gifted in prophecy, but we can all have access to all of the spiritual gifts, which is really cool. Well, and that was my next question was who can prophesy? But since you already answered that one as well, I'm gonna ask, how did you learn to prophesy?
Back in my home church, there were some studies already about it, like in small groups during my youth, we talked about it. So that's where I got more of my knowledge about it. But I would say that I've put it more in practice when I became a youth leader. So within every gathering of meeting with all the leaders, we would talk to with each other what's going on in our lives, And then we would pray over each other. And I just, on that moment, I just always seems to have an image, a word, or something that really fits well with a specific person. And that is where I starting to grow in it. I would definitely say that during the years, it becomes much more clear as you grow in it. Like you're able to understand on what the word or what the image actually means, for who it is for, or for who it's actually not for. Or sometimes it's also good to know that, oh, this word's actually for me at the moment and not for someone else.
Right. Yeah, it's really good. But it seems like it kind of grew organically as well. Like it wasn't like a forced thing, and it wasn't like, I mean, yes, it's good to acquire the knowledge, but it just really practicing is what you're saying is how you really grew in it.
Yes, I think I just had a very healthy environment to just to step into it with people that have walked with the Lord for a lot longer than I have, that can also help me and see this gift within me and encourage me to grow even within it more. So yeah, and that just helps a lot.
Yeah,
It almost
absolutely.
sounds too as in someone who, I don't know why I got this like image of some how you're describing it, Maritz, as like let's say I like to run, for example, right? And I can't just start like with a marathon or a triathlon right away. It's almost that this is almost you tap in, of course I'd start with like a light jog and then maybe do a 5K and then increase. So it's almost like this muscle, this spiritual muscle that you can exercise, and almost like God gives you the grace to continue to grow in it. Yeah, it's and that's a good
Absolutely.
thought of it. I actually never really thought of it that way in a lot of the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, I think a
Really?
lot of the times because of just the thought of, when I will when we usually or I usually think of prophecy, I just go right to the Bible and I forget that maybe like the big the most common ones like Jeremiah or like Isaiah, all these like major prophets or like Ezekiel, I think those are such books that or like just folks that are wow, they're like I feel like they're like running a triathlon, right? Like they're having these prophecies for the entire church body. So it's definitely I would say as a Christian who myself is growing in that gift, it's definitely it can be intimidating. Like just like I was saying, like somebody who runs. So thank you for explaining it that way. That's so cool.
I've heard it explained another way too when you're talking about like hearing God's voice. That it's like a radio and you have to like tune into the frequency and it takes some time to like tune it into the right frequency to hear it perfectly clear. And so it's like similar to like exercising the muscles. It's like it takes time to tune it to get it to the right frequency to hear him clearly.
Yeah, and it's the same thing as you said about running a marathon. You kind of train for it. Like now, sometimes I receive words and details that I would not have received 5 years ago, because you also grow as a person. You also grow in wisdom and how to handle those words and how to deliver them, because they can be very sensitive and also very personal for the one that is receiving it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was actually going to be a little bit of like a not-on question that I had for you. If there was, kind of what we were talking about when you're kind of in the flow, right? I know for sure, like there's times when I'm running and I'm doing like a longer run. And for example, I'm kind of just like flowing, right? And I'm having such a good run. Is there a time in when you are prophesying, Maurits, where you're like, wow, the spirit, I can clearly, and kind of what you're sharing, like some details where maybe you're able to also discern, oh, I need to maybe not share this quite yet, or like share this out loud. Like, what is that experience like for you? And I guess more my first question really was, what was it like the first time when you realized that? And has that changed? Are you looking for that every time, or what is that experience like, I guess?
Like sometimes it happens to me that I would just get words and images. But also sometimes I just really ask for it. I'm also part of the ministry team back in my home church, and there was this one time where I asked God, like, "Oh, where has this person been through?" And he, yeah, shared something very specific. But also I was thinking about, "Oh, this is so specific. It's how am I gonna address this?" So what I sometimes do, I change it to a question, like, "Have you experienced this in the past, like some dark stuff, like abuse or a father figure that has not been around?" Like, when those things I receive that, I most of the time I turn it into a question. So otherwise, I'm flat out saying stuff, and maybe 5 minutes later, the lady will say, "Well, I've haven't actually really experienced that before." So then I'm glad that I did just need to say, like, "Oh, it happened." But most of the time, no, actually every time when I had that instance, it was always correct.
Wow, so cool that you're able to know that and kind of, yeah, and just kind of pause and almost it sounds like you kind of stop and like pray about it and then you ask that person or something. That's amazing. My other question, I guess my fun question that I had for you was, is there a prophet, I guess, in the Bible that you, maybe enjoy reading about or kind of look up to? Maybe look up to is the wrong word, but just kind of like, think like, wow, like that, the their calling was, it looked, it looks so exciting as you're able to really exercise that yourself.
Two prophets come to mind. One of them is Hosea, and the other one is Ezekiel. And like Ezekiel, mainly, like, for him, it was prophesying over a whole nation of Israel about the sins where they were stuck in, and him also have this doing these prophetic acts that resembles those. The sins that were happening, but also what God is wanting to do in that moment. And also to know that Ezekiel was in exile himself in that moment. And not only for the nation of Israel he prophesied, but sometimes God asked him to, no, not really asked, he told him to prophesy over all the other nations that surrounding Israel at that moment. But also at the end, it was not just like, "Oh, you did bad stuff, the Lord will correct you." But if you read at the end of Ezekiel, it always comes back to a hope of reconciliation with God, that the nation will be restored in a spiritual way, that they will turn back to God and follow His way. And you can see, also, kind of like the gospel in that God wants His people to be with Him, and that's what He was prophesying.
Yeah, like that's some,
That's really
yeah, like the
cool.
symbolism of Israel's like future restoration, but then also the restoration of our lives, absolutely, in the gospel. So cool.
I had a couple more questions I wanted to ask too, if you don't mind. I wanted to ask, like, when you're asking the Lord for a word, or you're asking, even if you're asking for direction or, some kind of, to prophesy, how do you know that it's God's voice?
I always turn, like, if can it relate to the Bible? Like, does it divert from that? If it's not biblical, or I'm not able to find any Bible passages on it. Like, for example, if someone's said telling me, like, "I've got this word from the Lord, you should leave Jessica." Well, I'm like, "What?" Then I would say, like, the Bible is very clear about it, that a man and a wife should stay together.
Right,
Right.
yes.
It's just, if it's not with the Bible, then I know it's not from God. Like, if to go against His word, then I definitely know it's not from God. Like, from me towards another person, I think at some point you just know at some point it's like, all right, this is from God and I said, like, let's have to do. Like I sometimes feel kind of like this, like it feels sometimes very urgent. Like I really need to share this with you or with the congregation of the church. Like I have to step forward now. Like there's. You feel kind of like the Holy Spirit is telling you, like, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go now.
Yes, I have definitely felt that. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like almost like your adrenaline starts pumping and you're like, I have to do this. But then there's like, I don't know. I mean, at least for me personally, I always have that wrestling moment, like, am I really about to do this? But I don't know about you. You probably are.
I have that wrestling moment sometimes as well. I'm like, it's the adrenaline part is not always there, and then I'll be like, okay, this is what I hear. It's it aligns with the Bible. Okay, do I go forward or do I not go forward? And then I'll be like, right, if it's from the Lord, then I'll go forward. If it's not from the Lord, then and it's not against the Bible, then I can still say, all right, God is good. And we are allowed to make mistakes like that. Like, it does not have to be like we have to keep a good track record or anything. Like, we're allowed to make mistakes in that area as well. That God is a God that forgives, and yeah, and
We're
we're
all
all still
human.
learning. Yeah.
Yeah, true. Very true. Okay, and the last question I had is, how can somebody who has like no experience or has never prophesied, how can they like start or get like dip their toe into prophecy?
I think the best way to do it is first ask God, like, Lord, I want to grow and prophesy. Like, can you help me? Like, ask and you shall receive. And the Lord sees that you're willingly to grow in it, then He will help you towards it. The second advice that I would give is like find a, good Bible group, small group, life group, to grow with each other with that and prophesy to each other like in very light way. You can choose like, all right, someone's gonna stand in the middle, and we're gonna ask from God a word, an image for that specific person. Or if you feel like, oh, maybe I will write stuff down for a person, then maybe you can write a word down for that specific person that is maybe going through a rough time or is ill, or just you want to love on them and send a good message.
Yeah, so good.
Wow, one of
Thank you so
yeah, I was
much.
just gonna say thank you too. I mean, I think today I was telling Jess before we got together, I said, oh my gosh, I'm a little like I wouldn't say nervous, but it's definitely can get overwhelming to think about prophecy for maybe someone who's new to the faith and or if you're already been on the faith, but this is not something that is, you know, like you said, you exercise as like someone who doesn't run, but then wants to, or you know, like, oh, I want to do CrossFit, but you like, it's hard to like get exercise going, right?
How do I get
Yeah.
into it?
So, but I think now, Maritz, I cannot say enough how much more at peace I feel about it in the sense of how encouraging this has been. And it kind of reminds me of 1 Corinthians 14:3, which it says, I'm reading the ESV. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Yeah, it doesn't have to be scary, but I think almost the purpose is to strengthen us, like edify us, encourage us, and find comfort. I mean, it's comforting to know that God can totally
Totally.
use this as a strengthening thing, like a gift. So I feel so much better. Like I was telling you, Jess could really confirm with this with you. I was like, I'm unsure, you know, and I'm really coming on this topic really humbled by it, but so cool. Oh my gosh.
Also, speaking of that, Izzy, in 1 Corinthians 12, if anybody wants to look that up, I won't read it all here, but it also talks all about all the different spiritual gifts. And it does say like he gives the spiritual gifts to like edify and to like encourage the body of Christ. So like that is literally what like prophecy is for, is to like encourage like the people. So it's so true. And all the spiritual gifts are meant to do that. So it's not supposed to be this like scary, you know, thing. It's meant to be really encouraging, actually. So I think once I think it's true, like once you start exercising that muscle and it becomes like easier, like it's really a really cool way for you to be able to hear from the Lord and encourage like people around you, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, well, this reminds me too. I mean, I feel challenged, you know, in this way. And one of the things that we like to end our kind of time together is being challenged, what kind of the Lord or the Holy Spirit wants us to talk, made me think about this week or two. And so I know that we thought about this, both Jess and I, and yeah, definitely. We decided, oh, you know, why don't we ask like our fam on our podcast to ask God to really hear his voice? And either for obviously like any of us, like yourselves or anyone else, to hear a word from the Lord. And just to end on this, there's another verse that I really like. It's 2 Peter 1:21, and it says, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." So I think just starting by asking the Holy Spirit is such a good place to start. So I really appreciate you
Yeah,
guys,
totally.
talking about this today.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Maurice.
You're
We really
welcome.
appreciate it. And we'll have to have Jonah on sometime too. We can have both the husbands on and have a fun
Yeah,
podcast.
another prophet named Jonah.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for joining with
Yeah.
us, and we will see you
See you
next
next
time.
time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.